Tony, you were very self-critical after Manchester City, but surely you've come up against a team that can do that to anybody.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, especially the first half, we played... the way I looked at it, it was our own game. Lambert had done exceptionally well in training with Saido. I just felt that it was right to be positive. I just wanted to be positive and more positive than what people would have expected in when you play a top team where you have to be more a little bit more solid and a little bit more resolute. And it just didn't work. And I just wanted to hold my hand up and say, well, you know, I wanted to be positive and I wanted to, you know, to have a go. And you know, it didn't work that way. Where second half, I thought we were much better second half. And if Saido takes that chance at 2-0 and we get back to 2-1, then it might have been a different game.
Watching the game, and forgive me, you're the professionals, but watching the game, everybody raves about Silva, but it appeared that nobody got anywhere near him.
No contest. What they do, they outnumber you very well, and they outnumber you well in wide positions. So if you've got a fullback and a wide player playing on that line, they'll invariably get their fullback, the winger, and Silva involved. So they're always playing 3-2, and they do it very well. But it's something I've always, you know, worked very hard to try and cope and work against. And like I say, for this time, I just had that feeling, you know, let's be positive. It first came at the Hawthorn, so I didn't want to be negative with it at all. But yeah, I've learnt my lesson.
You got to Watford now, and I suppose a lot of people will be saying, oh, Man City's out the way, it's Watford. That's going to be a tough old afternoon.
Well, Watford, I don't think supporters will understand. They have owners who, you know, have got clubs in Europe, and they've signed 4 or 5 very, very good European players, and I mean very good. And looking at them, I don't think they will struggle this year. I think they'll do decent, and I expect them to be, you know, away from the trouble. So I think this is going to be a tough game. The problem we've got is that we still are manoeuvring to try and get players in. We've got areas that we have to strengthen. I think bringing Solomon in is a great sign. I'm sure he'll do well for the football club. Chester and McLean are really good lads, and they'll be good signings. They need to know what their jobs are and what their roles are in the team, and their understanding of that is still not spot on, and that showed, I think, a little bit on Monday night as well. But they're good. They're good. They're good lads. You know, they've got good energy, good pace, and they're really good in and around the dressing room. So you know, there's so much of there's such a change going on still. When you know, personally, I think the window should close and the season should start. And then you've done all your preparation. To have a window that goes on into 4 games of the season where everybody's still ducking and diving, and especially clubs like ourselves who need to move players out and need to move players in, it's very disruptive and very unsettling. And we are looking for, you know, quite a few more players. So it's been, and it is tough. These next few weeks will be really tough.
So you bring them in before the end of the month? You know, and then they've got bedding in time and all the rest of it.
I know. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Whereas if you had the window that closed the day before the season, all the clubs would realise and recognise they'd have to do business before.
And agents.
Whereas the agents are just hanging out and hoping that people will panic and they'll end up earning more money and getting more money. The players will end up earning more money. The clubs will end up spending more money. So it's a ridiculous situation that has to be addressed. And like I say, we're unfortunately, we're in that mix at the moment where we're scrambling around, and a lot of my time is spent away from what I really want to be concentrating on,
which is the team. Yeah, on the training
pitch. Very much so.
What was Solomon going to bring to the club?
Well, he's a, you know, he wants to run. You know, he's a runner. He wants to run in behind. He's got. He wants to go where defenders don't want to go. He wants to run towards the opposing goal and take defenders with him. He wants to run in behind them. When the ball goes wide, he gets in between the goals. He's just got a knack again. He reminds me, I tried to sign Denver Bauer when I was at Stoke from Offenheim, and we offered a lot of money for him, and unfortunately he failed his medical. But he reminds me of Denver a little bit. You know, he's yet to show anything because he hasn't played, but I think he'll be a good signing for us. You know, he's a great lad. He's only 25. He needs to learn English. he needs to bring his family over, which is important.
Yes, sure.
He's got two young children, and his wife needs to be over here as quickly as she can and get him settled with the children, get the kids in school. So it's going to take a bit of time. It's not going to be, you know, and it never is easy the first year with players coming in from Europe. So we have to be patient with him, but I really do think he'll be a good signing for the club.
Too early, is it, Watford?
Yeah. He's trained well. The only problem is he has trained really well. You know, he's really looked good in training, so we'll see.
Just finally for me, I'm very interesting here. I don't think you're as alone as you think about the academy system, by the way. I don't think you're on your own there, because players have to, you as a first-team coach, you want a player who understands what his responsibilities are. Did that bridge between what he does in the academy and that, does that work? Because there is a big gap, isn't there, between doing it when it's for real.
Well, like I say, I think the coaching, we haven't got the best coaches in the academy, because the academy doesn't pay top wages. To get the best, you've got to pay top money, and the academy doesn't pay. They spend more than money on, things that are pretty irrelevant to me. And the second thing is the games programme from 18 to 21 is poor. I don't think anybody can stand up here and say that it isn't. And that has to be improved. For all the money that we're putting in, you know, I really do think that there has to be change. And people have to listen to professional footballers and people who have played the game and have come through the game and worked in the game all their lives.
Can I ask you one question then, just finally? Why aren't there enough ex-players who, and I have this, see it at other clubs, working at academies and actually getting involved and doing that, preparing that, you know, building
that bridge? Well, I think there's two reasons. One, I think, you know, financially, it's not as rewarding as maybe it should be. And secondly, there's a lot of paperwork to do as well. You know, I've got a police friend of mine who says that every time something goes wrong and reports something, it takes him 3 days to write up the report. And, you know, that takes half his week. And I think sometimes, I'm not sure, I'll have to check, but I think the lads in the academy do a lot of writing. They have to do different modules, they have to do this, they have to do that. But they're best off not doing that and just teaching the kids how to play.